So if I go to Ireland, what kind of food do you recommend I eat?
The nicest things are probably Irish stew, which is made with lamb. And also, it's quite famous for its seafood. Every year in Galway, there's an oyster festival.
Oysters
So,
are big, huh?
oysters are quite popular.
And you already mentioned Guinness. Does everyone drink Guinness, or are there other big?
No, Guinness isn't drunk that much by young people. More by older people
All
drink
right,
it.
really.
And also, Irish coffee is really nice. It's like coffee with sugar and whiskey in it and cream that floats on the top.
Really?
Yeah.
People drink that in the morning?
No.
No.
More as a dessert,
I
after
see.
your dinner, as a dessert.
I see. And just for places to travel around Ireland, what are the big sightseeing places?
If you're in the city, there's a lot of shopping, but there's also Trinity College, which is the oldest college in Dublin, that has a book called the Book of Kells, which is a really old book that was hand-drawn by monks in Ireland. That's really beautiful. There's also a place called Newgrange in Kildare, which is an old burial site. And on the shortest day of the year, it is built in such a way that the sun shines directly through the door and into the very center of the chamber. Other than that, if you want nightlife, the best place to go is probably Galway. Galway's really popular.
Galway, huh? I would have thought Dublin, but
Dublin is popular, but it's quite expensive, and a lot of people, if they want a weekend away from Dublin, will go to Galway.
and actually, from, let's say, London, what's the best way to get to Galway or to get to Dublin?
To get to Dublin, flight is the best way. You can probably get a return ticket if you book in advance for maybe the equivalent of 6,000 yen return, and it only takes 50 minutes.
Okay.
To get to Galway, probably from Dublin, you could get the train. The train is probably the easiest way, but it does take a few hours.
And then in the cities themselves, is there a good train system, or does everyone drive a car?
In Dublin City, there's a train to the suburbs, but often it's delayed or, not on time. It's
I see.
pretty bad
I see.
and can be a bit expensive. And also, the intercity trains can be quite expensive. A lot of people have cars, but if you live in the city, because there's so much traffic, it can be quite hard getting around in a car. And sometimes it's better to wait for the bus.
I see. I think I'm gonna need some help when I go out there.
Probably if you're visiting, yes.
All right.